Big Adventures with Brian Durker is brought to you by Arizona River Runners. Just getting started on your own big adventures? Arizona River Runners' three-day Grand Canyon Heli, Ranch, and Raft Trip blends authentic Western ranch experience with world-class whitewater. Explore secret waterfalls and drift to sleep on the banks of the Colorado River under a blanket of stars. Longer trips are available as well. Let Arizona River Runners take care of the details on your own big adventure. Visit raftarizona.com.
Welcome back. This is Brian Durker, Big Adventures. You know, I think all of us adults, and I think a lot of the people that are listening right now are, we need to listen to the youth of America a little more. And I'm honored to have some family, sub-nephews and nieces that have agreed to join us here today. And I'd like to introduce Ramsey and Dylan and Jake and Alida to you. And I think all of us will get something out of their point of view and perspective. And I'm really excited about sharing a part of my family with you today. So sit down, relax, and enjoy these guys. And I wish you knew how much I enjoy them. This is Big Adventures with Ramsey, Dylan, Jake, and Alida. Why don't we start out with Ramsey? How's it been for you? I mean, not going to school, you're home all the time. Or have you guys been homeschooling, or what's been the deal?
So my class gave out packets to do. Yeah.
Are you keeping up with it?
Kind of.
And do you have any oversight, like your mom's? Is somebody trying to help you keep up with it and stuff at home?
Well, school's over, so, like, I'm not doing it anymore, but my mom was kind of.
But you finished up the packet and got done. How about you, Dylan? Has it been an interesting time for you?
Yeah.
How do you fill your days? I mean, it's been like the endless summer.
Like, play games and stuff.
Video games.
Yeah. Swim, and we skateboard.
Yeah, skateboard and swimming. Have you been getting outside?
Yeah, a little bit more.
So even the hockey, Jake, has been shut down? Or?
Yeah.
Now, do you inline skate too?
No, I don't have any to inline skate on.
But a lot of guys that are playing hockey use those, don't they? They cruise around and stuff.
Yeah, I used to have some, but then now they don't fit.
Yeah, imagine that. Yeah. You guys are growing like weeds. This thing, being the oldest, of course, Alida, what are you, 16?
Yes.
And are you driving now, huh?
Yes.
Yeah.
You know, what sports were you planning on being in the full year? You were doing the beach volleyball.
Yeah, we were in beach volleyball. We were about halfway through the season when everything stopped.
Shut down.
Yeah.
When the world stopped spinning.
Yes.
Let's talk a little bit about your ski trip last year.
The one that got canceled?
Oh, you had one canceled.
Yeah. No, we were going to go on one over spring break, but
then we couldn't because
nothing's open and the world stopped spinning. Did you guys feel like kids your age are being safe about this virus? And are people, I mean, because it's back on the upswing, you know, the numbers of, it seems like we're not out of the woods yet.
I think a lot of people feel like it's over, so they're going out again, but really it's not.
Yeah. It's not. Are you guys wearing masks when you go to stores? Or And, you know, both your parents are in the business of taking care of all these poor patients and stuff. So how are those guys doing?
Good.
Good.
I have to work a lot. Yeah.
She is working a lot. She's right on the front line of the thing, isn't she?
Well, she's like on the back line, but she like controls everybody on the front line.
She schedules everybody out and has to manage their overtimes, and they do noble work here, those guys. Mm-hmm. Ramsey, are you dancing? Did that shut down as well?
They did this kind of weird thing where they did Zoom, like they did Zoom ballet classes. So like the teacher would be in their kitchen or something and they'd have like the speakers and the music and then we just review the dance and then we do the music with it.
Did you get anything out of that?
We got to practice.
Well, that's a big deal there. So, So I know you've been hitting the scooter pretty hard, Dylan.
I skate more now, though.
Are you skating more? And,
yeah.
And is that single line skating or is it four wheels?
Four wheels skateboarding.
Uh-huh.
That's how I broke my arm.
And when did you do that?
Jake broke my arm.
Skating?
Oh. Yeah. It was like when summer first started, I guess.
A couple weeks ago?
Yeah. No.
Like a month ago.
Yeah, a month ago.
So, but are you still running the scooter, too?
Not as much, but sometimes.
What trick were you trying to do when you broke your arm?
I was just, like, trying to, like, go up the ramp and, like, stall and come back in, and I slid out. And
what did you break?
Radius.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
How much longer are you in the cast?
3 weeks.
Did it hurt?
Uh-huh, super bad.
Were you there?
No, I wasn't, actually.
I was.
What's the last away from town ski trip you guys did? You did a big one.
Telluride?
Yeah, Telluride.
Was it Telluride early in the season?
For a hockey tournament. We went there for hockey and then we just skied while we were there.
And so is the hockey still frozen? You guys aren't playing yet or?
Yeah, we're not playing, but we wouldn't be playing normally right now though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so are you both still playing?
I think so. I'll probably play. I probably will too.
Yeah, that's a great game, isn't it?
Yeah.
You know, with all this pandemic stuff, I really am hoping that you guys show a little leadership to the other kids. Because as an adult, I'm kind of disappointed with how everybody's gotten lax about it. And I think that's a big reason that the numbers of infected people are on the upswing. So, you know, I think it takes a little personal leadership with the other kids and stuff, possibly, that you guys could provide, couldn't you? Yeah, also, you know, one of the things I always am interested in is the, like your adventures. Do you have a particular outing or adventure that strikes big to you, Ramsey, in looking back on this fairly young life of yours?
I don't know. There's a lot of really fun ones, but.
Now, have you guys gotten on the San Juan?
Yeah, I did for my school.
I did too.
Yeah. You did too?
Me and Ramsey haven't.
When are we going to get you on the Colorado River?
Hopefully soon.
You're getting pretty close to where I can take you.
Yeah.
On the San Juan is just a gem, isn't it? Now, have you guys not been on the river yet?
No, we usually go in seventh grade.
Seventh
or sixth grade, yeah.
And is it from like Sand Island down to Mexican Hat?
Mine was from
Mexican Hat to the...
Oh, you did the full deal. Did you do, who'd you do that with?
My school.
Nice.
Yeah.
We love the outdoors. All of us, I know all you guys do. We're really lucky to have Oak Creek and down there. Have you guys been spending quite a bit of time down there?
Yeah, we go down there like every weekend, right?
And it's looking good down there. They've done a lot of work.
Yeah.
You know, you guys will be the stewards of that place eventually, so... Mm-hmm. And so let's look at the future, you guys. Like when and if school ever starts again, are you going to be excited to get back to it? Or are you getting real used to the endless summer here?
Kind of. Because I get to go to Camp Colton and go on a river trip for sixth grade. I don't really want to go back to school.
Are you guys good students?
Yeah. Not really. You're a good student, Jake.
Thank you,
Paula. So being the oldest, do you help them with their homework sometimes?
No.
No, not really.
Never. You get good grades, don't you?
Yes.
Yeah. As I recall, you get real good grades.
You get upset when you get a B in the class.
Hey, Ramsey.
Perfection. It's got to be perfection, Ramsey. And how about you, Ramsey? What grade will you be in next year?
Sixth. Me and Dylan will both be in sixth.
Now, are you guys both the exact same age?
Yeah, pretty much.
He's like 2 months older.
That's fun. And then you're 2 years older?
Yeah.
And you're going into the...
high school.
Woo!
Yeah.
Now, when you get back to it, What will you focus on? Let's see, you're going to be a
junior. Yeah.
Golly, what sports are you going to play?
Probably just volleyball and sand volleyball.
The sand volleyball is a really cool new thing, isn't it? Which do you like better, the sand or the volleyball?
Probably sand volleyball. I'm better at sand volleyball.
Are you?
Yeah.
And do you have the choice of your partner? Is it just two people?
Yes, just two people on the court. And no, our coaches normally decide who works best together and they put us with a certain
people. And then, like, if you go to a tournament or whatever, how many teams will your school have against another school? Or
so for sand volleyball, you have five pairs on, like, varsity. And they're called the one pair, the twos pair, the threes pair, the fours pair, the fives pair. Mm-hmm. And the ones pair would be like our best pair, kind of. And then going down from there to our, like.
But that's really cool because you can practice against each other as pairs and really get to feel your partner, how they play.
Yeah.
Oh, that sounds really cool. When does that season start?
It's a spring sport, so not until later in the year.
Oh, it's in the spring.
Yeah.
So, and the other thing is, I guess I look at my life. I'm 64 now. And I look at how much the free land and stuff has changed. Or, you know, you see a lot of these buildings going up, and you just see humanity's footprint all over the place. And I know how much you guys love the outdoors and the wilderness and stuff like that. Are you going to be fairly forward-thinking in how to protect our land and stuff? Is there much of that in school as far as conservation?
It's important. We don't really get taught it in school that much, though.
Uh-huh.
But it's really important. I think we should get taught it in school because we all need to learn how to do it more.
Do you guys feel like that's going to be a priority for you too? Or
yeah.
Well, definitely.
Yeah.
I'd like to find out what Jake's favorite adventure in his young life has been so far. Do you have one?
What do you mean? Like trips or like?
Yeah, just something that stands out in your mind. Like for me, it was my first Grand Canyon trip. You know, I was pretty young when I did that. Or
I think mine was like hiking the Inner Basin for the first time and skiing it.
Yeah.
That was really fun.
That's a real gem we have, that mountain, isn't it?
Yeah.
How about you,
Dylan? I don't know. I've had a lot of fun ones.
Just give me one.
Probably skiing in Jackson Hole.
Oh, that's right. You went to Jackson Hole, huh?
Yeah, it was really rainy, though, so you couldn't really see
it. Yeah, anything. Or like Grand Targhee.
Yeah, Targhee, I really like Targhee. That's a neat ski area. But yeah, you know, that's another big one for me. I remember when I was a kid, the first time I went to Taos, and the first time I went to, have you guys ever gone to Alta?
No.
No.
We were going to go this year, but then it got canceled.
And so, how about you? What pops out at you? Alita, you've done a lot of stuff.
I really enjoy going to Hawaii.
The Hawaii is an amazing thing, isn't it? Out there in the middle of the ocean.
I really like the jungle. Like, I like the feel. It just feels more laid back there, and you don't feel so much, like, stress, I guess. Because I feel like in our society and stuff, we have a lot of stress, and we always are doing things, and you got to go, go, go. But in Hawaii, it just felt a little more laid back.
It is a little bit more laid back. I'd go back to Hawaii any day of the week.
Beautiful. Yeah.
Did you go to the Big Island? Or?
I've been to Maui, and then I went to Kauai.
And Kauai is just lush, beautiful, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
And I really like Maui, too. Did you get up on Haleakala?
Yeah, we went up there in like the really early morning, and it was like the sun was coming up and it was freezing.
Yeah, up at the top there to watch the sunrise.
Yeah.
Hopefully, we have more adventures together. You know, one thing I've always hoped is that I would have more time with you guys. I've always been gone on the river. It's been a really unprecedented time of being indoors for me particularly, you know, because I've been so hardcore on the river. But let's take advantage of that little boat trip out on the lake in the next few. Well, I'll tell you what, I sure appreciate you guys giving me time. Does anybody have any wise, like if you were going to give the adults of the world, and I want a wise piece of advice from each of you. If you were going to give advice to the politicians or the people that are leading the world, adults, what would that single piece of advice be? Let's start with you, Rams.
Don't use so much plastic to pollute the world. Like everybody just.
That is a really good one right there. I mean, and you know, we can live our lives that way too, using less disposable plastic and bags and stuff like that. That's a fantastic one. I think all adults should take heed to that advice. How about you?
I feel like all people should have the same, be treated the same way. If they're white, black, yellow, I don't know. But like, anyone.
They are, equals come in every color, yeah. That's for sure.
Yeah, we should all be equal.
Yeah, no, that's the dream of a lot of people, and that's a good one. You got something?
I think like stop polluting because we want to have our world forever.
And have you ever noticed like these shots of the Earth, how incredibly thin the atmosphere around the Earth is? I'm worried about our atmosphere. Like I'm worried about the plastics and, you know, all the junk that we're putting up in the air. So that's a brilliant one right there.
Yeah, kind of going off of what Ramsey and Dylan said, I feel like everyone needs to be more conscientious of it. And a lot of older generations just brush it off saying that they're going to die soon anyways and it's not that big of a deal. But they should be taking care of it for the future generations.
That I really feel that way, too. That's why I'm so concerned about, like, some of these things encroaching on the park boundaries, the protected boundaries of our federal lands are getting, and you know, I'm not a big fan particularly of this administration either. I appreciate your candidness, but I'd agree with you that I think one of the worst things that's happened with this is reducing the protection of like Bears Ears and all these other parks and the Alaska Range and all that. So I agree with you. Those are all brilliant concerns. And also, we want to leave the place nice for you guys, right? And then you'll want to do that for the many children that you'll have someday. But I love that. And I love all four of you for coming in.
Thanks.
This is Big Adventures with Ramsey and Dylan and Jake and... last but not least, the eldest, the one we all look up to, Alida. But I love you guys like crazy. Thanks for coming in.
Love you too.
Thank you.
Love you too.
Hurry back. We'll do it again.
Okay.
Let a Grand Canyon River trip be your big adventure. Arizona River Runner's 3-day, 2-night trip gives you the enchantment of a Western ranch experience, the thrill of a helicopter ride through millions of years of geology, and the rush of Colorado River Rapids. Take a weekend to unplug as the Arizona River Runner's talented guides show you the best of what the Grand Canyon has to offer. Visit raftarizona.com to learn more. Big Adventures is produced by Brian Durker, Margaret Knight, and me, Gavin Buchner. Bill Gleckler and his mandolin provide our music. If you like our show, please subscribe on whatever platform you listen to podcasts.